Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Have that dump button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There is no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
Sporting Goods Podcast Stage. I'm Cam Jordan, your host, or MC for the day. I've got a host coming up. We're thinking New Yorkers know this voice. It's the one screaming out from their radios middays on WFAN. Give it up for Unkillable with Brandon Tierney. Come on, guys. Here we go, baby.
Hey. How you doing?
So blessed.
What's going on, everybody? How we doing? Oh, man, we got to get this jet thing going, huh? Let's go have a little fun today. Thanks for coming out, everybody. So, if you're about my age, there is no doubt that absolutely one of your favorite Jets is number 80, Wayne Corbett. My guy knows right here. Wayne, of course, little Hofstra story, out of nowhere, burst on the scene, earned everything he got, and he's with me here today. And I used to rock the number 80 when I had season tickets going to the Jets back in the day. Hey, New Jersey's own, give it up, Wayne Corbett. There he is. What's up, brother? Yeah, look at him. He looks like he can still play. Looks like he can still play. Oh, man. So, thanks for coming by today, Wayne. What's happening, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me. A lot of nice Jet fans here. Appreciate the support, number 80.
Hey, what is it like all these years later? And you and I were just going through, I probably hit you with 10 different stories. This game, that game, this scenario, that story. What is it like for you all these years later to come to an event like this or a Jet function and see number 80?
Nah, it's great because there's a lot of guys with different numbers over the years, and you've seen many guys, but there hasn't been a number 80 since I was there, so it's 30 years. You know, wow. I played 20 years. I haven't given it away. Yeah. Kind of messed up. They can't give it away now. But I don't think they should retire it. I don't know. But so when I see an 80 walking the street, I don't have to see the back of it. I know who it is. And my kids get a kick out of it, too, you know?
100%. We all know who it is. And listen, I think one of the things that we all loved about you is that, you know, you embody grit. Don't get me wrong. You know, if you look at some of the great stars in New York, like, a lot were first overall picks. You know, Eli was drafted, then traded early. Or, you know, drafted, then traded. Patrick Ewing was the first overall pick, and we love those guys. But it's the story that's kind of out of nowhere, which made you, and that's one of the main reasons why you're here today. So let's jump into where we are. All right. Where we are, let's face it, guys, is nowhere good. It has been a rough, rocky road. You know Aaron Glenn incredibly well. You played with him. I know you guys are also tight. You were at his press conference. Let's start with why you think that Aaron is equipped to get this thing cooking.
Well, I mean, I know he's a student of the game. Like, people don't realize, you know, I'm the right receiver. He's the left corner. So one-on-one, seven-on-seven, two-minute drill. I went against him thousands of times. And there was no free plays. We always went at it good, made each other better. But he's smart. You know, it's kind of hard to run plays against the same guy for 4 years. And when you get in the game, it's easy. You know, you're looking for the coverage. You're looking for AG. And there's nobody there because it's someone else. But smart. And I like the way he built himself up. There's no free ride. He started as an intern. Then he was in the scouting department, position coach, coordinator, and now he has his chance. So, you know, he's earned his way, and he's gone through the system, you know, excess talent, and he's got a lot of it from Parcells and Mangi, you know, Al Groy goes back to. So it's a little bit of everything,
yeah.
And I think the timing is right for him to be a head coach.
I do, too, and I want to get a little bit more into his personality in a minute. Wayne told me a story back there a couple minutes ago where he would this is at Hofstra, where he'd walk down the halls and he'd see Bill Parcells one day, and Bill would be like, "What's going on, Wayne? How you doing, buddy?" And then he'd see him the next day, and he's basically like, "Why the hell are you so happy?" What that meant was Bill kept everybody on guard. And I feel like one of the things that has been lost with the Jets has been accountability. If you make a mistake, there's never any penalty. Oh, we got 12 penalties today for 125 yards? No big deal. You're still playing. Why is Aaron going to be different in that regard?
Oh, he's not going to take that. I mean, you got to be responsible. Repercussions for, you know, a lot of the plays over the years have been good plays or, you know, interception for a touchdown, but there's roughing, you know, late hit or roughing the passer or this and that. And it's just, you know, that kills the team. And nothing ever happened. No one got benched. No one got this. It just seemed like it was just too, I don't know, you know, arms crossed.
Yeah.
Just, like, deal with it later. But, no, you got to be challenged. You know, you got to be challenged in front of the team in meetings. You don't have to put somebody on blast in the New York Post or whatever. But behind closed doors, you got to let them know it's not all right.
Yeah.
And Parcells, he would cut someone, like a vet at some point during camp or during to be like, wow. You know, your time could be up any time, and you need a little fear that your job could be up, you know, except if you're a starting quarterback or something. But you need a little bit of fear that your job's not set.
Well, yeah, it's not that different from being a parent. I mean, if there's no repercussions, right? Guys, the parents out there, a lot of you guys, if you let your kids do whatever you want or whatever they want, then they really don't grow. So you come in, you guys go 3-13, and I want to get to changing the culture, because that's what needs to happen for the Jets. We could sit here all freaking day and I could tell you about Aaron's gonna do this and that's gonna happen, and until it actually happens, it hasn't happened, right? That's just how I view it. So your first year you guys go 3-13, then you go 1-15, then Bill comes in, and I remember that first game you guys beat the snot out of Seattle like 44-6, and then you go 9-7, you start to win. Next year you almost get to the Super Bowl. When you inherit a losing situation, how do you change it? Because everybody says, "Oh, we got to change the culture." How do you change the culture?
Well, you know, you kind of get rid of, you know, you got to improve the locker room. You got to bring in your kind of guys, not household names, but good locker room guys that don't take no crap. Like, that's why he had the same guys from the Giants, the Patriots, to us. He keeps his guys around.
Yeah.
You see that? Now, you got to make big moves to get rid of drama, get rid of this. What was the first thing that Aaron Glenn did when they got there?
Bye-bye, Aaron Rodgers. Bye-bye, Aaron Rodgers.
That's first what thing. I'm saying. Immediately, that changed, you know, the tune. You know, they had to find a quarterback still, but at that point it was like, this is where we're at. To the media, he's like, I know what you want to ask me. I'm going to get to it. Everybody's like, when's Aaron signing? Is he going to sign? Is he going to play? He said, you know, when we're ready, I'll tell you. He brought Aaron, you know, into town, told him, that, you know, that he was no longer needed. Yep. Then they moved on. And Aaron Rodgers made Steelers wait 60 days. Yep. We would have been stuck. We went out and got the best guy at a backup prices in Justin Fields. We had a great backup in Tyrod Taylor. But then the first thing he did was eliminate this, you know, the locker room and the divide and all that stuff. And I think that was the right move. So it's a good start.
By the way, do you still think that Aaron Rodgers could still play at a playoff high caliber level with better teammates, better structure, better plan? Because it seems like I just saw something this morning where he was talking about the run scheme for the Jets last year, which was not good. And, you know, maybe with a better run, you know, maybe with some better elements around him, you think Rodgers could still be not a star, but among the top 12 best quarterbacks in football?
I don't care. I really don't care.
You don't care. I appreciate that.
Listen. I'm a Jet for life. Like, I appreciate people coming.
There you go.
Like,
yeah.
Listen, some things bother me. Like, listen, he's one of the best ever to sling it. I've been out to practice just watching him play. It's effortless. I mean, the guy, you know, he knows everything. He could say what he's doing. You know, it's just a matter of, I didn't like how, you know, that one game he blamed Mike Williams for the route and this and that. You know, leaders take all the criticism and give all the credit. Vinny, Chad, guys like that would never do that. They would never say, you know, Wayne ran the wrong route or Rain dropped it. And I didn't like that and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's just, he came, he's gone. It's fine. But I like the guys who come in and, like, represent the Jets like C.J. Mosley.
Yes.
He came in, an unsung guy. He made the Pro Bowl every year, all pro. But no one talks about him. I mean, that's the kind of guys I appreciate who come in and do stuff like that. So it's hard to Aaron. Not that I disliked him. It's just that chapter should be done. Not, 2 years were tough. Not wasted because we, you know, got some young players in, but it's time to just turn the page.
One of the guys, I'll tell you, man, one of the guys, and we all love him. He's from here. I loved Vinny. Vinny Testaverde was he was a guy's guy. Yeah, I know he was an absolute animal in the weight room, which set the tone for the team. So that team, particularly the 98 team, Vinny slinging it. You, Keyshawn, Curtis, Mawai, really good old line, great defense, Parcells. What was Vinny like in the huddle?
Vinny's a good guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Vinny's one of the strongest guys on the team. I mean, you know, squatting 500, racking, tries to, you know, but he, he take command in there. We were in there talking this and that. He would shut us up. Yeah. I mean, even the linemen, even Mawai, it's like, listen, we got to lock in right now. And he could throw it, but when he came in, just me and him had this, you know, we could look at each other and know what we're doing. A lot of my routes were option routes off the defense, but he knew what I was going to do before I did. It's just, I look at him, we don't call a play and we see something I like, and I look at him like, you see what I see? And he's looking at me like, do you see what I see?
And this is at the line of scrimmage or this is in the huddle?
No, this is the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
I walk out, I look at the coverage, and I look at him, and he sees the same thing. And we're like, this is a touchdown. Yeah. Just me and him were like that. And Chad and Lavernius had that same relationship. You know, Vinny had a great relationship, all the receivers, but just me and him had that. And Chad worked well. See, but when you have that, it's just it's kind of hard to stop. So yeah. Great leader. Actually, he's a funny guy. I know you met him, but one of my best friends.
Okay, so now let's get back to current day. We're going to jump around here, obviously. One of the toughest things, you know, and I'm on the air 4 hours a day on WFAN, and I try to be fair. I'm definitely passionate, and I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. And if a coach messes up, I'm going to say it. That's just the way it goes. Callers are going to call up. How do you think that Aaron will handle the New York media spotlight? How do you think he does with that as a rookie head coach?
You know, you talk about accountability again. You know, I was talking about the players back when, like, if we were going all sides or messing up or this and that, they'd make us run to the bubble at Hofstra. Parcells. He would make the coaches run, too. Yeah.
Parcells would make the coaches run.
No, I'm saying he'd be like, you know, like, not be funny, he'd be like, run. Like, you got, like, Roman Cornell and Charlie Weiss and those guys. But it's just like, you know, just snap you out of it. Like, listen, let's lock in and stuff like that. As far as Aaron, and I said this, Aaron played in New York for, you know, how long, 5-6 years. He knows what the media is like. He knows what you're going to say. He knows what he's getting himself into. He knows what it's going to take, you know, the media, the fans, you know, everybody's going to be coming at him if things aren't going well. He knows all this, but yet he came to coach here. Like I said, definition of courage is people who don't want to go, they're afraid, but they go anyway. That's kind of him. It's kind of scary to come coach in New York because you're going to be criticized for everything. And he said, I'll accept that. I know how it is. You know, I have no problem with it. If we're not doing good, call me out. I'm going to be doing my job. They're going to be doing their job. So you got to, like, appreciate that. He's not coming in to, like, you know, just get a paycheck or, oh, I'm a head coach. He's going in to win. We talked about it, you know, 98. He's coming here to flip the script and win the Super Bowl. And, yeah, we're all optimistic, but things are different. He knows what he's getting himself into. And like I said, the fact that he came and this is where I want to be a head coach, this is where I want to be, that's the kind of guy you want leading the team.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that drove me nuts, and not to start dumping on Saleh, but, like,
you got to be honest with us. I mean, we watch the games. We spend money. I'm not saying we could be coaches, but we understand what a clean operation should look like. And, you know, you got Zach Wilson, who can't even read the most basic coverage, and you got the head coach going in front of a microphone, and he's holding his hands, and he's got the training wheels on. We just want transparency. And I think that Aaron Glenn is going to be great at that. I think he's going to do a really good job, Wayne, of straddling the line, not playing us for fools, but also not running players over in public. I think he's going to be great at that.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, giving a honest, you know, opinion of how someone played or this and that. Like I said, a lot of it should be behind closed doors. But you can't just say every week, oh, we're going to work on that. Oh, we got to work on it. We got to go back to the drawing board. Like, don't call people out, but it's just a different way to do it. And I think Aaron's going to just, you know, just say how it is. But he'll point the finger at himself first. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, it hasn't been like that the last couple of years. Like, you know, it's just different. Like you said, it's accountability. It's body language on the sideline. You know, you can get one of your players late out of bounds in front of you. I mean, Herm would be on the field. Parcells be out there pushing people. It's just, you know, or a bad penalty or this and that. You know, you can't just cross your arms and be like, no, you gotta get reamed. If you do something like that, that loses your game or bad. Not embarrassing, but we've missed that energy.
Yep.
And I know Aaron's a little guy and stuff like that, but yeah. He'll let you have it, but he's not. If you watch him in practice, the guys are practicing, and he's kind of off to the side watching, and he talks when he needs to. He's not just yelling, blowing the whistle. He's not just yelling to yell because everybody's watching and listening. Like, oh, I'm coaching because I'm talking. That doesn't mean anything. It's what you say is what means. That doesn't have to be a lot of things, and Aaron's that kind of guy.
I love it. All right, so I took the bait a couple of years ago, right? When they got Rodgers, not to get into Aaron himself, but just that whole situation where I'm like, ah, we got, what, 7 or 8 national games? I'm like, here we go. Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, you know, Nance and Romo, 425, CBS. Because let's face it, we just want to feel relevant as Jet fans. We're so tired of just being to the side and watching good football. I've got an old saying, like, I watch real football, which is the red zone, and then I watch the Jets to see what a modern offense looks like. So what I like about the start to the
20, the 20 to the 20, we're awesome.
Yeah.
We're awesome, the 20 to the 20.
Yep. But what I like about this so far, all the nonsense, all the chatter, all the hype, all the Rodgers stuff, all the yapping coming out of the Jets building, it's been quiet. It's like the Jets very stealthily and very effectively are learning how to be a world-class organization, not by talking, finally.
Yeah, like you said, it's just not about, you know, just coming up with excuses and how this year is going to be different and that. I'm the most optimistic person. I used to do a podcast with Lavernius. He's a realist, and he used to kill me on it, and I know he's right a lot. You know, and he's always like, oh, let's go through the schedule. Can we win this game? I'm never going to say we can't win it. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But going into this year, no, it's not like we have 7 prime times games and Aaron Rodgers and this guy and that guy. It's too much. You put a huge, you know, bolt you know, on your back. Yeah. Now it's like, all right, we won't get one game. You know, just it's us. It's us in this building. You know, we worry about us, 100% attendance, you know, not somebody in Egypt or chewing bark in the woods, stuff like that. That's just Terry Bradshaw.
You don't like Rodgers. We can tell. You're not. I know you don't like Rodgers.
Listen, that's my Jets. It's my Jets. You know what I mean? But, like I said, I wish him well, except for the first game when he has to come. Oh, yeah, he has to come to New York.
We got
to
beat the hell out of him, man. We have to win that game.
Yeah. Oh, he's probably going to play best game in a decade versus us, I know, but no, it makes for good TV. But we haven't talked about it. You know, I said when they released him, we went and got the best quarterback I felt. Justin Fields, he had a winning record there. He has more touchdowns than interceptions. When is the last time we had a quarterback that on any play can go 60 for a touchdown, 70? That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, it's also called modern football.
Yeah. We've had guys like Vinny would lumber, Chad would lumber, Fitzpatrick would get after it. Yeah. You know, Zach would run for his life a little bit. But Justin Fields, like, this kid is so talented. He's like 25, 26 years old. I mean, there's some throws maybe he can't make yet, but just the dual capability and how they run downfield. And look at our two tackles. Yep. How old are they?
23?
Yeah. To have them two, and then Tippins, all these guys. I mean, the line's good, and we're going to be running downhill with Braylon, Breece Hall, and that kid, and he's going to hold Justin Fields. That's exciting stuff. It's not like, 10 yards at a time, this and that, and occasionally chuck one. We could bust a play on any play.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, I agree with that. And I actually think, Wayne, that this year, the root of the offense is going to be predicated on the run. I've said a couple times so far in the spring and even going back to the draft, I think that the Jets are going to try to run the ball 30-ish times a game, maybe 22 or so with the running backs, and, 7-8 scrambles, couple designed, a couple scrambles by Justin Fields. And what that should do, like, the Jets have had a pretty good defense on paper for a while, but they're always on the field because the offense can't sustain anything. So they play 40 minutes, 42 minutes. It's all out of whack. They're shot. They can't stop the run, so they can never pin their ears back on 3rd and 8. Like, I'm not going to get up here and say Jets are going to be a playoff team necessarily, but I don't think it's as daunting to turn this around based on the style that I think that they're going to play.
It doesn't take much to turn around. I mean, you just look at the games they gave up because of penalties. It's tough, though, when you're a defense. You could stop them. We put them in a bad position, and we go 3 and out, and the defense just sat down to get a drink of water, and they're like, punt team up. Yeah. It's like, they're like, holy shit, we just got off the field.
Yeah.
So, it's demoralizing. Like, we're doing our job. They didn't point fingers, but you got to give them a break. You got to have a long drive, put some points on the board, and that's what hurt the defense and the positions they were in. And then obviously at the end, their D coordinator was doing double duty, so you take one of the top five defenses and turn it to what it was. So offense helps the defense, but with that, we already said we're going to run the ball. And that's fine. If they know it's coming, it's like, stop us. And they're also taking one guy out of the coverage, too. They're going to have to spy Justin Fields.
Yep.
So it's going to be completely, completely different year offensively, which should help the defense.
Now, I know you love catching the ball, and we know that you are you had no problem throwing your pads down, and you were a pretty good blocker. Coles, I think, was a pretty good blocker. Keyshawn was a good blocker. But did you like to me, I'll take any win I could get it. But eventually, I'd like to have an offense someday where I could sit back and I could watch a real quarterback throw it 35 times and throw for 370 and throw 3-4 touchdowns like the other stars in the NFL. Did you like, as a player, when you guys ran the ball heavy as a receiver?
If we're doing well, that would help us when we go to play action. I liked for the first play of the game to be a run play. I'd come out in the slot, lick my fingers, I want to go get, looking around, coverage, like it's going to be a pass, and just come off and put my chin, my helmet right here, and just hit him. And it's like, the rest of the day, it's kind of put it in his head a little bit. That first play, you hit him in the face and kind of wake him up a little bit. So I like the run play, but we play in the Northeast. If you're going to be playing football, playoff football, meaningful football in December, you got to be able to run the ball when the weather comes. And that's a huge advantage when you get, a West Coast team or something like that, because it is different. So, we're going to be a running team. We've said it, and that's going to set up the passing plays. But, I like that we have an identity and we figured it out already. We're not just kind of wing it. We know what we're doing. We're building around it with the talent. And I think it's going to be much better than last year.
I've always wondered about this. I want to go back to, I want to bridge 98 to 99. And again, you got to understand it. If you lived through it, you knew how bad it was in the mid-90s. Even though you guys had some talent with Kotite, you just couldn't win. Then Bill came, and we know what happened from there. So you get on the plane, you lose to Denver. You guys should have won the game, and I think you would have beat the shit out of the Falcons in the Super Bowl. You would have out-physically, there's no doubt you would have won that game. But the feeling after the Denver game versus the feeling when Vinny got hurt, and I was at that game, week one, 99, Pats, Achilles, done. Even though you don't want to say it, you have to know the season's kind of over. In hindsight, what was tougher, losing the AFC Championship or basically having a season taken away from you before it even started?
Nah, being 30 minutes away. And we had beat Atlanta by, 25-30? So basically whoever won that game, and I don't watch the game, but I've seen highlights. I didn't realize we had 6 turnovers and they had 0.
Keith, I remember Byers put down a big one.
Byers never fumbled.
I know.
Van Dyke got in there. It was a cold day.
Yeah.
Windy. You can have excuses, but 6 turnovers, they kick off the ball. The wind, it's like a frisbee. They cover 2 of them. It was just one play here or there. We're up 10-0. So that was terrible. People don't know, Mr. Leon Hess was the owner at the time. When we got back from Denver, whatever time in the morning, and he was sick at the time, he was right at the end of the plane and shook everybody's hand.
I heard that story.
Getting off the plane with his grandson, thanking us for a good season. So it was sour, but going into 99 yet, you think you're going to go back to the same spot. The last, nobody knows, the last preseason game, I went in motion. They snapped the ball. I took one step and broke my foot. I wasn't even in the first game. I broke my foot going in motion on that old turf.
Yeah, wasn't it grass that year with those trays?
No, it was turf.
I thought, because they put grass at the old Meadowlands a couple years. But
I stepped, broke my foot, and kind of hobbled, and the defensive back grabbed me, and I'm like, he's like, what's the matter? I think I broke my foot. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I broke my foot.
What?
So I went to the sideline, and they're like, yeah, you broke your foot, you're getting surgery tomorrow. So when Vinny, that first game, I was in the suite with Vinny's family. And so when he went down and he pounded in the turf, yep. His wife looks at me and she's like, is it bad? And I'm like, yeah.
You knew it was Achilles right away?
Oh, yeah. We went. I was in the ambulance with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're playing gin.
What?
Yeah. In the ambulance.
For money?
Nah. But yeah, so fast forward. It's week 2, 3, 4, 5. We're in his house. I got my leg up. He's got his leg up getting iced. And we're like, how did we get here?
Wow.
How did we get to this from what we were in, 7, 8 months ago? I'm like, how did this happen? Yep. And he never came back. I missed 4 or 5 weeks. And we just couldn't pull together. But just like that, we were out of it.
Well, that's why I asked the question, because It's different emotions when you're knocking on the door for the Super Bowl. I would imagine different from it's over before it starts. But I got to tell you, we all love him, and he's one of the 3, 4 greatest football coaches of all time. And Bill, I think that's one of Bill's biggest mistakes. He ran Rick Meyer, if you remember, Rick Meyer, who sucked week after week after week, when he could have gone to our boy Ray Lucas, who we love. And then Ray got the ball, and we finished 500 because Ray had some stones. Rick Meyer, Bill, what are you doing, Bill?
I don't know much about him. I mean, he's only there for a little bit. I played with a lot of guys. Ray Lucas. What I know about him, I played against him in high school basketball.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, so he has that brag. They turned the gym up to 110. We were a running team, Garfield. So they cheated, but when he was the quarterback, you could be 5 yards away from him or 50, and he threw the ball as hard as he could. That was the thing about Ray. He's out of control.
Yeah, but, he's a nut. I've known Ray a little bit. I love Ray.
Maybe
great guy, all heart.
Go to him a little earlier, but my feeling is if Bill didn't leave, we're getting a ring. That's my honest opinion on who would have stayed, who they would have brought in to help. I think him leaving really hurt, but, he moved on, and then we moved on.
Now, it's always different when you're a player, but you are from here, all right? Garfield kid. So you, unlike, you know, some other Jets who are from other parts of the country, you really understand what the Jet fan has gone through. I mean, what do you think it will sound like, and what do you think it's going to feel like the day that the Jets finally win? Because that day is going to, I don't know if I'm going to be here for it, but this day, that day is going to have to happen, and it's going to be bonkers.
You know what's crazy? Unless you're in your mid to late 50s, you were never alive for a championship. It's crazy. But listen, I just know when we won, started winning in the 98 and how the town kind of rallied around. It's just like they rallied around the Knicks this year. There's nothing like it. You guys, fans deserve a win. Give us a win, a winning streak. You know, win the East. We haven't won the East since I was there.
Just 98.
Baby steps. The good thing is we have the home opener, and second week we're home too. To go in there and start the year that way, and not all be hinged on one player and he gets hurt after four plays, which is unfortunate. Obviously, it's terrible. But it's not all hinged on that. There's so many different factors that if one goes wrong, everything, you know, the rest could pick up the slack. So if they go in there, whatever happens at training camp, it's going to be quiet, I'm telling you. It's not getting a lot of boasting, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to beat them. They go out the first week, take care of Pittsburgh. That's the start. You know, that'll give a little optimism. You know, hopefully we win the right way. So, yeah, the Jets, listen, I grew up in Garfield, New Jersey. You know, I was scalping tickets on Route 17 by the friggin' Houlihans for, you know, road triple Z up there, Jet and Giant games. So I know what it's like to go to the games or watch the games on TV. It's frustrating. More for a Jet fan than Giant fan. But, yeah, and you know, we're cursed and this and that. We just need to catch a couple breaks.
I don't believe we're cursed. I don't accept that. Now, by the way, the name of the podcast, it's that name for a reason. So you got to see this on YouTube at some point, Wayne. At some point tonight, I'll text you and I'll let you know what you got to look for. So I had season tickets for a long time. You guys know I'm passionate. You know, I'm not always right. Don't pretend to be always right. I love my teams. I love sports. I get after it. When Aaron Rodgers got hurt, I hit a breaking point that I honestly don't think that anything could drive me to that point again, where I got on the air the next day and I unleashed this ridiculous, deranged, psychopathic rant about being, I'm like, playoffs with Zach. You guys hear the drops on WFN. Stop walking around work like a loser. Just nuttiness, right? And I say, and it's called unkillable because I ended with, I can't even begin to emulate it now because I can't conjure up that fake energy. But I'm basically saying, if we're not dead now, like if that shit last night didn't kill us, when Aaron Rodgers going down, looking like Captain America, coming out with the American flag, four plays in, nothing will kill us, meaning we will always be here till the end. So we call the podcast Unkillable, and that's what it's like to be a Jet fan. I honestly think it is the toughest job in all of sports fandom. Because there's other shitty teams, but they don't really, it like, I don't care if you stink in Carolina. There's one newspaper writer. Who cares what they write? If you're not good in New York, and if you're dysfunctional in New York, it overrun, you can't escape it. It's so different.
Yeah. If you win in New York, there's nothing like it. But if you lose, you're going to get it, and that's how it's supposed to be. In your media capital world, when you go in training camp or the game, it's like, you know, these other small markets, there's like two beat writers. In New York, you got cameras all over, you got six different publications, you got this station, you got that station. And after a while, you're answering the same questions. It's like, in training camp, it's like, dude, it's the same as yesterday. But you keep asking a question to get a different answer. It's hard to deal with, especially when you're losing. Because, you know, you're waiting for me to I had some good comments to say so far to be funny. But I know you have it taped and you say it again. But, yeah, I've heard you, man. But I understand you. I understand the pain and stuff like that. But, in New York, it's tough. You got to answer for, your mistakes and the losses and stuff. But the good thing is they didn't have social media when I played. I can't imagine how it is now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With any other sport, the next night, next day, you can redeem yourself. But if you mess up in football, you have 6 days to relive it. On every station, over and over again, so you could, redeem yourself. So it's tough. It's tough in New York.
Well, and I'll tell you, you mentioned social media, right? To me, now maybe if you grew up 25 years after it, you're a young athlete now, and you grew up with social media, maybe you have a different approach. But knowing this guy, you think this guy's wasting his time tweeting away? Oh, look at my suit as I walk into the Met. No. He's going out there to be a baller and play football. And I, by the way, I don't begrudge some of these athletes for doing it because you can make money and you can monetize your brand. And I do social media as well. I get it. But I do feel like the athlete today is almost as concerned as how they look with how they play. And that drives me nuts. And that's got to drive you nuts.
What? I mean, if you're backing it up or if that's your personality, that's fine. But it's the people who come in and try too hard and dress this way and dress that way. You just know it's not their thing. But, if you have an image, you have a likeness, you have something about you, whether it's the way you dress, the style of hair, you become noticeable. You do one thing. And the clickbait. Look at Sophie Cunningham. She stuck up for Caitlin Clark. Jersey sold out. 600,000 new followers. Doing that. And then I go back and look. She's 6 years in. She's awesome. She's just a good shooter. And now you think she's an enforcer, but now people are taking note of her because she just manhandled that girl.
Well, that was awesome. Like, about time somebody stepped up for Caitlin.
She grabbed her, and she was just talking smack to her. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's something like that with social media. Now she's a household name.
Yeah.
And with players coming in the league, whether it's jewelry or a car or this and that, yeah, that's their right to try to market themselves and create a brand. And that brings a lot of money for them now and for when they retire.
Wayne, one of the things that I always find interesting, and it happens to everybody. For me, it happened in college as a baseball player where, all right, you just know I'm pretty much about as far as I'm going. There's a physical limitation. Other players just better than me. I'm not going to be on the Yankees, is what I'm saying. You, like, playing at Hofstra, and I think you started 11th on the depth chart, right? Like, last on the... When you first go to camp, like, this has always intrigued me about you, and I've always respected this so much. Right away, I don't mean did you think you were going to make the team, because this... But did you feel like you fit in? Like, did you feel overwhelmed a little bit early on? Like, athletically, did you think that you can hang?
I didn't feel intimidated or anything like that. You know, I mean, you can't go in like, oh, I hope I get a chance. You know, it's just like you have to create a chance. Like, you got to create your own luck. So one of the things I made sure I did was when we went one-on-ones, I moved back in the line because I wanted to go against Aaron. Aaron was the best guy. He knows this. And I wanted to try to pair myself against him and go against him to see where I stacked up. And that was the first mini camp. I was like, all right. See how I do with that, and then see how I do with the other drills. I knew I could catch the ball. I knew I could catch anything.
Yeah.
So when people are like, how do you make yourself stand out in camp? Like I said, you're flashy this, or your hair, or this, something about you, you know, the way you wear your shirt. I'm like, I'm not going to drop a pass. And if that's not good enough, then I'll call it a day, and I'll be happy with that. But I wanted to be that guy, like, wow, you've said this about people all the time, but he catches everything. I wanted to be that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the anything else. So I just kept that mindset. We got to training camp. This guy got hurt. He was out of shape. He didn't know the playbook. Oh. You know, he didn't do this, and all of a sudden, you know, move up. First preseason game, everybody's going to play. I didn't play anything. Second, I got in the last quarter. Remember Bobby Jackson?
Defense, right? Yeah, DB.
I got in one series versus him.
You remember him?
Yeah. In Mississippi.
Okay.
My parents went to Mississippi just to see me play, want to play.
Well, and they didn't know if you'd get a second play, nah, probably.
So third game is, it's a long story now. Third game is at Giant Stadium. And I grew up going there, and usually that's the cut game. I had 100 people there, you know, just come and hope I play. And that was the time, the first quarter, and Kotite says, Chevette, get in there. And I was like, close enough. I was like, shit. I was behind him, like, sound just like my last name. So I went in the first quarter. So I'm versus the ones now. I'm not going, and I'm like, catch a couple passes, this and that. And I'm like, this is pretty good. I mean, there were Boomer and all those guys. So I'm like, all right, I made it through the cuts. You know, the Turk comes around, says, bring your playbook. Coach wants to see you. And when I went in there, I was like, yeah, I didn't hear nothing. So the last game, Coach's like, I'm going to start you in the preseason game. So I caught like 4 or 5 passes immediately, and they took me out. And I'm like, I can do more. They're like, no, you're done. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So whatever the case, and the equipment guy had said, if you made a team, what number would you want? Because I was number 3, my college number. I said, what's available? It said 80, 80 this. I said, no, I'm 80. I'm like, Steve Large and Jerry Rice. So the next day, whatever, they come knock on the door, if you made it or not. No one knocked on my door, so I go to, you know, and I see 80 instead of my number 3. I call my parents. They're like, did you make it? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, ask somebody. I'm like, I'm not asking anybody. I'm like... So, and it was like payphone back then. So I'm like, all right. So I just went to the meeting, next meeting, and I'm like, no one say nothing to me. I'm like, so I kind of just hung out, and then he started me at Miami. Joe Robbie, Kotite did, And, you know, same thing. And then after a couple of weeks, he's like, you're living on someone's couch? I'm like, yeah.
Is that
like,
Kyle Brady's couch? Whose couch was it? A player?
A friend from college.
Okay.
So he said, are you living on someone's couch? He said, get yourself a place. I think you're going to be around for a while. And then I was like, all right, maybe this is like a permanent thing. So it was, you know, it was a weird thing, but it started with, you know, the bar was Aaron Glenn. How could I do versus him? And I left the minicamp thinking, all right, I got to improve, but I can get open versus him somewhat. And I think he's one of the best. And I was like, all right, I can do this.
That's amazing. If I'm not mistaken, by the way, just a quick side turn. So that game at Joe Robbie, I think Aaron Glenn had a pick six against Dan Marino that game. I'm pretty sure it was week one. It's talking about the week one. You opened against Denver one year, and you guys got shellacked. And then it was Miami, and I think AG brought one back on Marino. So I'll never forget this. You might not remember this, but this was 99. Going into the 99 season, I'm at my first radio station in Pennsylvania, and I basically lied to get a credential. I have no reason to cover the Jets. I want to go watch. So I basically make up this story. I get a credential, and 60 Minutes was doing a big feature on Bill Parcells. And I remember that vividly, but I also remember watching this guy after practice. And I mean, no joke, he started probably where that green dick sign is, right? And say that's the machine that spits out the footballs. He's here. And I'm watching this lunatic walk, and it's firing heat. It's coming. And he walks from here to here to here to here to here. The last one, he literally catches. He basically takes it out of the two circular things. I'm like, holy shit, this guy's an animal. This guy is a beast. Your hands were incredible. Your career was incredible. You know, you're one of those guys. You know, I'm going to end it up with this here, Wayne. I think for me, Don Mattingly is one of these people. Certainly Ewing. Like, if you don't win a championship in New York, you've got to touch us in a special way to carve out a lasting, meaningful legacy, which number 80 most absolutely did. All the jerseys in the stadium, deserved. All the praise, deserved. Awesome run, brother. Wayne Krabbett, baby. Give it up for Wayne. Awesome. Awesome job, man. Really. Hey, thanks for coming by. Good having you on today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.